first of Manxmen in the present age or any other. The 5th of May was once a very important day in the Manx year, a day set aside as a celebration of the person once openly spoken of as being the finest brain, the noblest heart, the largest nature that we can yet call Manx. Who is Hall Caine speaking about here? Well, T.E. Browne, a Braddon vicar's son who spent most of his life as a teacher near Bristol in England, but who used his spare time to write poems set in the Isle of Man, imaginatively writing himself back into the heart of his beloved island. And in this, he was doing so much more than just stringing rhymes together. He was trying to capture what he could of Manx people and their lives, Manxness, which he felt was changing irrevocably all around him at that time. He was trying to fix upon the page, as he said, all of this so that we could, in our later age, come and see it as if in a mirror, what he held dear, and to secure an anchor for our Celtic souls. And you can really feel that if you read him now. Really read him. Something like Betsy Lee, not just the When Childer Plays bit, but the full poem of 40 and more pages, or any of his Foc'sle Yarns dialect poems, or his letters, you can really feel that he was someone who loved the Isle of Man and the Manx. And in reading him now, we can get a glimpse of what a treasure this island of ours is, now, was to him, and will be for Manx people forevermore. But one of my favourite quotes of his actually comes from a lecture he gave in the Isle of Man towards the end of his life, and it's quoted in the Isle of Man Examiner from 1894, and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, be assured that you live in a happy island. Be proud of your island. Don't do anything that will injure the character. Sustain it in its purity, in its simplicity. Be Manx. Be thoroughly Manx. In doing that, you are not standing in the way of progress. No, not for a moment. Manxmen are capable of progress, but let them progress as Manxmen. And so may this island ever be happy, and may each of you be happy in our own dear home."